From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a Christmas Day landing on Mars for the European space probe Beagle 2. And now we are all waiting for Beagle to bark out a signal. But our lead is about other signals and terrorism again. The Los Angeles Times today lays out details behind the sudden cancellation yesterday of six Air France flights from Paris to Los Angeles. They include the reason for the increased security threat level announced over the weekend. Intelligence officials came across enough persuasive information to believe there was a specific plan to hijack a particular Air France flight and crash it into a target somewhere around L.A. Josh Meyer is one of the L.A. Times reporters bylined on the story. He joins us by phone from his home in Washington. Josh, can you give us more details on the story?
Well, I think that the U.S. authorities were the ones who gathered the information and passed it along to the French, who did some investigation on their own. And I can tell you that the U.S. authorities are extremely concerned about potential attacks in general and very specific concerns regarding this flight and several other flights. They received a wealth of information over the last week or so, all pointing to a potential attack somewhere in Los Angeles or the California area, but particularly Los Angeles. They also received information about potential commercial airliners from overseas being hijacked and turned into weapons like they were on September 11th. And then they got some information specifically about some flights, particularly heading towards Los Angeles, including Flight 68, which is the one that was canceled. Once they got that information, they went to the flight manifest and saw the names of about six or seven men that they believe have links to Al-Qaeda, and that ratcheted up their concerns exponentially. And they asked the French to detain the men. The men have been questioned, and I think they've been released now, but their concerns, U.S. officials' concerns, remain very, very high, I'm told.
They did have a specific airline and a specific flight number. That seems like an awful lot of detail, doesn't it?
It does, and actually there are some things that I can't share with you that led me to believe that that they take these concerns very, very seriously. They've corroborated the information from several different avenues of intelligence gathering, and that they believe that the threat is very real. They also believe that it's ongoing, that there might be other flights and other attacks that are at least being considered.
You do mention that there are concerns about flights coming up from Mexico as well, and the story also reports that authorities have closed airspace around Chicago to private flights. So
right.
Things are happening in lots of places.
Right. I mean, I've been dealing with this for several years now. This, as I said to somebody yesterday, this is my fifth orange alert. And I can tell you that they are just freaked out here in Washington about this. And I try not to write these stories to scare people, but I have never seen people here this sort of wigged out, as somebody put it the other day, about the concerns. I mean, they really believe that there is something afoot and that there is an attack somewhere out there being planned, whether it's several coordinated strikes, whether it's several separate attacks that have nothing to do with each other by different groups that are all affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Or some other scenario. They're trying to figure out now exactly what's happening. And as one person said last night, you know, what concerns us most is that we don't know what we don't know.
When you look at this response in Washington, mm-hmm. what is your own sense of what's going on? I mean, are you concerned by the fears that people are expressing to you? Or do you say at least they're aware of what's going on and the filters seem to be more delicately tuned than they have been in the past?
Yes, I have to say I'm very concerned this time because what they're talking about seems to be very real. In fact, you know, for 2 years now, we've heard them talking about dirty bombs and chemical and biological attacks. And I usually leave that out of a story because I think it's such vague chatter that it doesn't merit scaring people. I think right now, though, they are very, very concerned that there might be something like that afoot, that there might be some group out there that's trying to use at least some rudimentary kind of dirty bomb or some other attack against Americans. I think they would like to strike, you know, at around Christmas time or something like this, and they certainly want to strike in the United States to show that they're still a viable terrorist organization. But, you know, we've been hearing chatter for 2 years now, and there haven't been, you know, any attacks on, you know, in the homeland, knock on wood, but they are extremely concerned that there might be one now. So the fact that they have better intelligence feelers out there is comforting, but what's very much less comforting is the fact that these feelers are picking up more specific and more threatening information than they have in any time since September 11th.
Los Angeles Times correspondent Josh Meyer. Josh, thanks for being with us on Day-to-Day.
Sure.